says ad plage mincha means up until the last hour and 50 minutes, but not including the last hour and 50 minutes. And then you have good machlokes. That could be the shita. You could only daven mincha till an hour and 50 minutes before shkia, and according to Rabban, you could even daven mincha up until shkia. It's good to get some machlokes. For the Gemara, if that's true, Eimah Seifa, Habakashi from the Seifa. The Shel Musafim, how long can you daven Musaf on Shabbos? Kol Hayoy. The whole day you could daven Musaf, because Rabban holds the korban on Musaf could be carved the whole day. He says no, only until the seventh hour. That's all. Now the shalom, what is the seventh hour? Is it including the seventh hour, or is it only up until the seventh hour? And that the meaner is, if it's only up until the seventh hour, that means only 6 hours a day pass by. So he didn't even reach the Zman Mincha yet, because the Zman Mincha is first 6.5 hours of the day. So if Musaf, according to you, is only at Sheva Shoyis, means up until the seventh hour starts. That means you only have 6 hours of the day to daven Musaf. So that Musaf and Mincha never come about at the same time, because Musaf ends at the end of the sixth hour, and Mincha first starts 6.5 hours. So we have a kasha now. V'tanya, hoyu lefon of shtei tefilas. Happens on Shabbos, you have two tefilas to daven. You daven very long shachris, you had a big aliyah there, a big zach, and before you know it, you come to daven Musaf, it's after 12:30 already. So you have two tefilas to daven in front of you now. You have Musaf and Mincha. You were long davening, right aliyahs. It came ready to shine 12:30, 1 o'clock, you're about to start Musaf. So you have a shalom now. 1 o'clock already, it's already a man to daven Mincha. Which one should daven first? Maybe should daven Mincha first, the machlokes. And the rest says, Mispalul Shem Mincha, you're supposed to daven Mincha first. The Yachakach Shem Musaf, and then you daven Musaf. Why? Shezu Tadira, the Zulayna Tadira. The Tadda, the Shayna Tadda, Tadda Kaidim. Mincha comes every single day. Musaf already comes now on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Yom Tov. So Melo, it comes as man, Mincha, you have to daven Mincha first. We have Yehuda Waimet, no. Mispalul Shem Musaf, that's the way we hold the Tzibur at least. If you have davening the Tzibur, you always daven Musaf first. Yochid davening by himself, then the Lachu is supposed to daven Mincha first. If you daven in Shul, the Tzibur, we do like Yehuda Mispalul Shem Musaf, first you daven Musaf, V'yachakash Shem Mincha, and then we daven Mincha. Why? Shezu Oiveris, this has a Zman to how long to daven Musaf. He's a Yehuda Shitosoi, you can only daven Musaf until 7 hours. The zoo ain't no theirs. Well, Shenke Mincha, you could have a two plaga Mincha as a longer time, according to Yehuda. So, Mela, it's questionable if you make Musaf or not, so rather daven Musaf first. That's a Yehuda sheet. Now, how long does Yehuda say you could have a Musaf? Ad Sheva Shoyz, until the seventh hour. Now, back to Shalom, what does that mean? That means only the end of the sixth hour until the beginning of the seventh hour, like Ad V'loyad B'chlau, only until the beginning of the seventh hour, then it's very Shvam. Then you can never have Musaf and Mincha being the same time, because Mincha first starts at 6 hours, and another half an hour you have to wait. So if you hold only until the seventh hour, you never have Mincha yet. Mar'iyam mit Bishleim Ad V'ad B'chlau. If you say, according to Yehuda, when he says Ad Sheva Shoyz, it means including the seventh hour also, then it's very good. The last half an hour, when 6.5 hours passed away, so it's a Zman not to daven Mincha, and it could also daven Musaf at that time. So you have a shalom now with 6 and 45 minutes already of the day, what should I daven first? Should I first daven Musaf or Mincha? So if you have Yehuda, daven Musaf first. Haimad Mishkachas Lo Shtei Tfilos Badi Adodi. Eli Yamet, but if you want to tell me, that Yehuda should do his Ad. When he says Musaf is only up until the seventh hour, means until the beginning of the seventh hour, only when 6 hours a day pass away, so you never have this Zman Mincha yet. Zman Mincha first starts 6.5 hours of the day, so you never have Mincha to come. How can you have the case when you have two tefillas, a question which one to come first? Whenever Musaf finished, it didn't even start yet, this Zman Mincha. How could you have both together? Kivan the Yatsu Lo Shom Mincha, also Lo Shom Musaf, Shom Musafin. As soon as it comes, the 6.5 hour of the day, it's already past Zman Musaf, half an hour already. Because Musaf is only 6 hours, and 6.5 hours already after Zman Musaf. Elamai, what do you have to say from this halach of Musaf? Ad V'yad V'chlal. How about you have to say when the Yehuda says that Musaf the Gedavan until the 7th hour means including the 7th hour? So you have 7 hours for Mincha. So the last half an hour, 7 hours for Musaf. So the last half an hour, when 6.5 hours a day pass, then it's a Zman Mincha. So you have a question, two tefillos in front of you, which one should have him? So for Yehuda, Musaf comes first. So it's good with saying Ad is Ad Bechlal. So what's Shver in this now? What's Shver in this then is by Mincha. If Rabbi Yehuda says you could have a Mincha Ad Plag HaMincha, and Ad means Ad Bechlal, including the Plag HaMincha, so it means you could have a Mincha, including Plag, the last hour and 15 minutes, that's Haino Tanakama. Then Rabbi Yehuda is also saying Mincha is until Shkia. Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Plag HaMincha. He's saying, when you say Ad until, means including the Plag HaMincha. He's saying, could have a Mincha, including the last Plag HaMincha, the last hour and 15 minutes, should mean until Shkia Tachama. Over there, that's not the same treatment throughout Bona. Now we're Shver. Fred Gemara, Elamai Ad Viad Bechlal, Kashi Resha. Or Dezoi Mayika Ben Yabud, Lerabonin. So how can the Resha by Mincha? He says, Ad Plaka Mincha Ad Bechlal, you can't have Dezoi Machlaikis. He owes Minchas until Shkia, and the Rabbon also Minchas until Shkia. Where's the Machlaikis? And Gemara like this, Avad Yehuda, whenever he says Ad, he means Ad Bechlal. So Shachris, when the Yehuda says Ad Dalet Shoyis, he means including the fourth hour, like we hold. For the first 4 hours of the day, you'll have Daven Shachris. When he says Musaf Ad Sheva Shoyis, he means including the seventh hour. The first 7 hours of the day, you could have a Musaf. Now the question is, Adazoi Ad Plag HaMincha should also include Plag HaMincha, should be no Machoikis. So the Gemara, mi savrit hai plag mincha, plag achreina kama, does it mean until the second half, the second hour and 50 minutes, plag rishreina kama, he's talking about the first plag, the first half, so it's from mincha katana, from 9.5 hours of the day, from then on we start counting plag, 9.5, you have 2.5 hours left, divide these 2.5 hours, there's the first hour and 50 minutes, and the second hour and 50 minutes. He says you could have a mincha until the first here, the first hour and 15 minutes, and that's included. Included in mincha is the first hour and 15 minutes, but not the last hour and 15 minutes. So it's very good what the machlokes is. So tomorrow, mi savretai plag mincha, plag achreina kamar, is he talking about the second hour and 15 minutes? No, plag rishena kamar. You divided those last 2.5 hours in half, and you have the first hour and 15 minutes, and the second hour and 15 minutes. He's talking about the first hour and 15 minutes. Lochi Kama, Amos Nofat Plag Rishena, when does the first half go away? The Ayo Plag Achreina, and it comes in the second half, Mechinafki Yud Aleph Shoyis Chosar Reviya. When an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia comes about, at the 11th hour, that's 1 hour before Shkia, Chosar Reviya less 15 minutes, so that's the Zman when you could have a Mincha. So everything is good then. Avad the Ad is Bechlal. The Shachris is 4 hours including the fourth hour. Musaf is 7 hours including. And Plag is also including the Plag. But which Plag? The first hour and 15 minutes. Excluding the last hour and 15 minutes. That's the Machlokes. The Rabbanan say no, Minch is Ach Kashecha. And the Yehuda says it's only up until the last hour and 15 minutes. Omer Rav Nachman, Afana Namit Nina, bring a raya for this. We have Yehuda ben Bobo Heyud Chamish Dvor. He said over Edis of 5 things. Rashi, Afana Namit Nina, we have Yehuda Ad V'Yad Bechlal. Ramad, according to Yehuda, whenever he says Ad, he means Ad included. His Ad Dalet Shoyis means including the fourth hour. Ad Sheva Shoyis means including the seventh hour. And Ad Plag also means including the first hour and 15 minutes. What's the raya? He's made 5 things. Shemamanin esa ktana. Meaning by ktana means Mediraisa ktana has no dash, she can't make her own kedushin. If she has a father, the Torah said the father can mekadosh his daughter, that's chal Mediraisa. That said there's no father, just the mother or the brother wants to marry you off. It's only called the kedushin Medirabonin. So Rabonin wore mesakin kedushin, isha shouldn't be a hefka, they're mesakin, you could be mekadosh, but it's only Medirabonin. Now let's say they want to break up. You don't have to give a get, it's enough mien. Mien just says, she says, I don't want you anymore. That's the Rabbanan that can come like, hey mamu, hey mamu. They made this kedushin, they said you could break it with mien alone. Shemamanan es ektan. Right, the Shemashiyan es isha al pa decha. In a case where an isha was married, and meiz bala, her husband died, and she doesn't know about it, and one a decha comes and tells her, you should know your husband has died, with that alone, she's allowed to go get married. there's always a svari isha daika mitzvah. With some if there's a chazaka, an isha before she actually gets married, she was zicha be medayik, looked into it very, very carefully. So Rabbanu will make all to be samech on an eidechot. The alternagol sheniska b'yushlayim, that they once gave skila to a chicken, why? Al shorah gets an nefesh. It once killed the tinnik. It was with his beak, cases, Russia has digged into its mayach and killed the tinnik. But just like there's a loch, a shor shenodech es odem, the shor you have to give skila, who adin the chidishes al gemar holds the same thing by alternagol. That the chicken will go and kill somebody, the chicken is mechuyev skila. When is wine called good wine? You could use it for nisachim. It has to at least be 40 days old. It's the first 40 days when you're making wine. It's not fermented good yet. Doesn't have a lacha from yayin. After 40 days, it's called yayin. You could use it al gabi mizbeach. What's the next stage? The yal tomid shel shachar. That the tomid shel shachar shekorav v'ar b'shoyis. It was brought throughout the first 4 hours of the day. Is the chura who sheet was this that you could bring the tomat only the first 4 hours non to chatzos? That's the Yehuda shita. Shemamina ad v'yad v'chlal. It says for the korban was brought the first 4 hours. So even though in the Mishnah Yehuda says ad avashoyis, it doesn't mean just the first three until the fourth. It even means the fourth also. Shemamina Yehuda says ad. It means ad v'chlal. Omer of Kana, Aloha Kreb Yehuda. We passed in by Hilke Shachris, like Kreb Yehuda, Hoyle Tzam Bebchirta Kavosei. That told how long I learned Davin Shachris, only until the fourth hour. After the fourth hour already, we don't Davin Shachris, supposed to wait, and Davin twice Mincha.
You say Rabbi Yehuda, is that Rabbi Yehuda from Bacha?
What?
No. This price is...
Rashi, no, it's Rashi, Aloha Kreb Yehuda, the Masnitsin. The Ein Tomet Shashaka Korav Liachar HaVishoyis, who are din l'tfila? They have in the Mishnah din that tfila shachar is only the first 4 hours. But b'chirta Rashi idi is kari b'chirta m'sech idi is called b'chirta shalocha ka'isan idi. Any halacha it's better. That Mishnah is always we pass like that those halachas. Right. B'yal tomid shal shachar shakor b'yav b'shoyis. So the Gemara man tano who holds lahodet nan. At this we learn. Pesuk in Shmoyis says by the mon. It says he used to collect the mon baboiker. Then it says v'cham ha'shemesh v'nimis. When the sun came out, then it melted the mon and v'nimis they got his out. So mashmi is supposed to collect the mon before the sun comes out. V'dashin that's b'yah b'shoyis. In 4 hours, the fourth hour already, that's when the sun came out and melted the mon. So mashmi is supposed to take the mon before the fourth hour. Now this will be the kasha. The prophet says you collect the mon baboiker. So according to you, the boiker means even the fourth hour also. And according to Chachamim in our Mishnah, a boiker means till chatzos. So how come here they only collected the mon till like before the fourth hour? When it came the fourth hour already, it melted the mon. You say it's fourth hour. Or yeinuela b'sheishoyis, maybe no, 6 hours. Then till chatzos, that's when the sun is hot and melted the mon. So Krishuaymu, another pasuk says, like the heat of the day, that's already chatzoy. That's called very hot. Vashenkein, v'cham ha-shemesh means like the sun is just beginning to get hot. That's only until the fourth hour. Hosheishoyis omer. Avizoy ha-mani mekayim v'cham ha-shemesh v'nimis. V'cham means like the sun is beginning to warm up. That means only until the abashoyis, until the fourth hour. There's a chura mani. Who does this price go like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Yehuda, can't go like either of them. He, Rabbi Yehuda, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds tefillah such as the Tomet Shoshachar, which was Korah Baboikir, he could bring even the fourth hour. If he, Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Abba Shoyis Namitzafru, up until the first 4 hours, it's still called Baikir. So the Pasuk says they used to collect the mon Baboikir. So you have a right to collect the mon the first 4 hours. So how come here it says the sun melted it down already the fourth hour? It's still Baikir, not allowed to collect it yet. He, Rabbonin, if it goes according to Rabbonin, Ad Chatzayis. They say the Talmud Shashach was brought until Chatzos. That means Baker is called until Chatzos. So the Pasuk says you can collect the mon until Baker, so why can't they collect until Chatzos? How come the sun melted already by Abba Shoyis? Ad Chatzos Nami Tzafru. And the Gemari, Boy Yisem, go according to both of them. Boy Yisem, Rabbi Yehuda, Boy Yisem, Rabbi Yehuda. This price by the mon goes according to both of them. Because the new Pasuk here, Boy Yisem, Rabbi Yehuda. Omakro, Baboyker, Baboyker. The Pasuk says you're allowed to collect the mon baboyka baboyka double lotion. What does that mean? Chokeyo lishnei b'korim. they divide up this boiker into half. So usually boiker means until chatzais. Divided up in half means only the first 3 hours. It's very good. The first 3 hours you're allowed to collect the mud. It came the fourth hour already, that's when the sun came out and melted it. The boy Yisera Yehuda, Ketena was brought to the country of Yehuda. Hi, boiker Yisera, how come the pasuk says, ba boiker, it collects the mud every morning, it's an extra boiker, lahaktim lo shahachas. To make this boiker means 1 hour earlier. As usually, boiker means the first 4 hours of the day. That's why you could have a chakras and the tomet shachras brought the first 4 hours of the day. Here, you could only eat the mud the first 3 hours, because the post says, ba'boiker ba'boiker, like 1 hour earlier. The kuli yamas at gemar miyo v'cham ha'shemesh v'nimeis v'yavishois. The zikha means here the 4th hour, that's when the sun, like it's cham, gets a little bit hot. My mashma, how do we know that means the 4th hour? Omer of Acha Bar Yaakov Omakro V'cham HaShemesh V'nimis is a Zel Hisho Shashemesh Cham, that the sun is hot. V'hatzel Tzoni, it's not that hot outside. If you go into the shade, it's still cool. It's only hot in the sun, not in the shade. Heviyem B'yabeshois, that's the 4th hour of the morning. After that already, it starts to get so hot that even in the shade, it's also hot. And that's the Shia. Trashi Kishuwaim, the first one of the big lines. Doesn't just say the shemesh is hot. Even the day means even in the sail, even the shade is also hot. Any part of the day, any part you are, any place you are, it's hot. Bein chama bein tzel, even the shade is hot. Who medaber, bisho shishis, that's the chatzais hayoyim. Mashenken, cham ha-shemesh means only in the sun it's hot, but in the tzel, in the shade, it's cool, that's the 4th hour. Homani mekayim, v'cham ha-shemesh, the mashem ha-shemesh cham, v'atzel tzel, only in the sun it's hot, mashem in the shade it's still cool, v'abashoyim. Dilu koydim, v'abashoyim, af ha-shemesh tzelim. Before the first 4 hours, even the sun is a little cool then, it's not hot. First, collect the mud every morning. Then, the Cham HaShemesh, when the sun comes out, the Nimis, it melts it. Hanoiser. Or me the Muki, the Nimis, the Yav Eshoy is melted in the 4th hour. Mechlal, the Lav's Man Mekitahu. That's not as much to collect the mud. The mud already melted away. Velav Boiker Mikri. So, does that go like? And now, Mishn, everybody holds the 4th hour, so called Boiker. There it is. Avor Shev Namitzachru to Amit Ad V'Yad V'Chlal V'Gabi Tomek Stir to Yosef Baboiker. Everybody knows Tomek Shoshach comes Baboiker. There it is. Here the Pesach says Baboiker Baboiker L'Shnei B'Korim Shloi Hoyu Loitim Ela B'Shol L'Shois Rishoinis. You're allowed to collect the money only in the first 3 hours. Shul Baboiker Rishin, that's called the first Baboiker. Baboiker. So the Gemara Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erit. He could have a mincha until the shkia, or the machaber, that means until the second chov, he could have a mincha. Omalei Rav Chizma Rav Yitzchak. Hosom before Omer Rav Kana Loch Gev Yehuda. He's negay at the tefillah shachris, we pass on Gev Yehuda, he only dove in the first 4 hours and not until chatzoy. Hoi lo tnam be bchir te kavosi, because that was brought down in the Sefer Yidis. Hocho, by a loch of mincha, till how long can we dove a mincha? Mai, what's the loch? So we hold like a Yehuda only until plag a mincha, or even until chashecha. Ishtik lo yamalei omalei. He kept quiet, he didn't have an answer. Blame me, he didn't answer him anything. Omer Rav Chizda, nechsi anan, let's bring a raya for Maitim, what happened? Me derav matli shel Shabbos. When it came Erev Shabbos, Rav used to daven marit, tefillah Shabbos, be Erev Shabbos and Bajayim. Used to be mekabel Shabbos early. But Bajayim, it wasn't even chashecha, it wasn't even shkia yet. Mashmi plug a mincha no, you want to daven marav. Shema mina loch Reb Yehuda. Zmai loch Reb Yehuda. That the zman in mincha is only until plug a mincha. That's an hour and 15 minutes before shkia, and from then on you want to daven marav. That's why Rav used to daven marav early on Erev Shabbos. So Drashi, shall Shabbos be Erev Shabbos? She kibul all of Shabbos of Bayyoy. He is mekabel Shabbos early, and you have to say he davened then also. And that was a shout, the first place that would arrive from this Gemara, that he even said Krishma then. It's mashma for Krishma, also the apostles of Yehuda. That he has to plug a mincha, you could be yet to Krishma. Here's one raya. But the more other rabbi, being a raya fakir, me the rav huna, The Rabbonim, they have a matzli. No, they didn't. They never make Kabbalah Shabbos early. Ad Ruta, they always used to wait to daven Maariv till the night time. The Chura Shema Min Ein Alocha Kreb Yudah. You have a right not like Kreb Yudah. That Mincha is until either Shkiyu or Teske Chodim, and you can first daven Maariv after that time, but not Niplag a Mincha. So Gemara Hashtad Layit Mehilchasa. We don't have any Klora Halacha Kloach Roh. Loik Kamar V'loik Kamar. We don't have a klur psak like Reb Yehuda, but we don't have a klur psak like the Rabbonim. Is the klal the Ovid Kemar Ovid or the Ovid Kemar Ovid? You have to do whichever way you want to. If you want to, you could have to, if you want to dava marv early from plaga mincha onwards, you would have to dava mincha then before plaga mincha, because if you hold like Reb Yehuda, you're saying after plaga mincha it's called marv already. It's called night, not as man mincha. Then Meshenke, if you want to daven mincha later, until Tzeisek Chavim, until after Plaga Mincha, so you're holding then, it's still called daytime, until either Shki or Tzeisek Chavim, so you're not allowed to daven marv early. So, but you can hold either one you want, you're allowed to hold. And we hold, Abi, the same night, you don't hold them both, it's alright. Like one night, you're allowed to daven mincha until Shki, and the next night, you're allowed to daven mincha earlier, and daven marv right after Plaga Mincha. It's just a tap of the sasfu, the same night to do both. But that's the theorem. Is this man yoim or is this man lilas? One or the other. But each night you can do what you want. Tonight you're allowed to say, hold on, Kev Yehuda. It's from Plaga Minch on, it's called night. Al Davin Marav. And tomorrow Al Davin Minch even after Plaga Minch. That's this new cloud. The Yavid Kamarovit, the Yavid Kamarovit. Suppose you learn about Tony Shal and Davin Marav, it's only the Rabbonin, but some of the Rabbonin you can go to Kula. Ravika. Rav Ikloy Levei Geniva. Rav went into this place, Levei Geniva, with Soli Shal Shabbos B'Yerva Shabbos. And he davened Shabbos, even the Kabbalah Shabbos early. There be Matli, he davened Marav then also. Mashkon Kid Yehuda. And he has to plug a minch, he could daven Marav already. We have Yimma Barabo, Leachure the Rav. He started davening after Rav, the Sayim Rav. New mice now. We have Yimei Barabba Liachura de Rav. Rav Yimei started to daven Shemon Esrei in back of Rav. His Rav was his Rebbe, so he davened in the back of his Rebbe. The Sayim Rav, so Rav finished davening Shemon Esrei first. And the Talmud was davening in the back of him. V'lei Paschal Itzlusei. We have Yimei. He didn't take his 3 steps back. He didn't want to stare. His Talmud davening in back of him. We have Yimei. So the Marash Shemamina class. In this mice, we have a right at 3 halachas. Shemamina mispal lodim shol Shabbos v'yera Shabbos. Erstens, if you want to, like we said, you can hold like a Yudi Shittan, then after plaga mincha, you can already daven marav, to the Mekabel Shabbos, then also in daven marav. Shemamina mispal talmud achuri rabbi. A talmud is a lot of daven Shemon Esrei in back of his Rebbe. Shemamina also l'avra k'negra mispal. The Talmud was davening in back of him. Rav didn't want to take a 3 steps back. He didn't want to go in front of somebody davening Shemon Esrei. The sign of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the other Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also lava k'neged ha'maspal. When somebody is davening Shemon Esrei, you're not allowed to walk by in front of him. And there are 2 reasons bringing that brought down. One is because the Shechina is in front of you, like you're being master of the Shechina. But the other reason is because you're being mevatlis kavanah. If you walk in front of him, you're being mevatlis kavanah. So the Gemara ain't not like that. For Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chalfi, they used to walk in front. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, they used to walk in front of Rav Ami, even though they were davening Shemon Esrei, and they still walked in front of him. And the Gemara, Chutz Liyaba Amis, Chud Chalfi, he used to walk 4 amas away. Then it's mutter to walk. But within the first 4 amas, when the person is davening, you shouldn't walk in front of him. So the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah, Hey Chirav Yochi, how do you do that? Yom Rav Yudam Rav. If you dive in the back of your Rebbe, or else via noisin shalom Rabbi, it's time to give your Rebbe shalom aleichem like anybody else. Via master shalom Rabbi, Rebbe gives you shalom and you answer him back like anybody else. Or else via chelik a yeshivosish Rebbe, you're mechuluk on what Rebbe passed and his yeshiva, you're mechuluk on him. Or else via yoy medavash loishom of the Rabbi, if you say something in Rebbe's name that he never said, is no girl Meshkina to start with Israel. You girl Meshkina to go away from Klal Yisrael. So what's Megayit to us is how is Rabbi Yirmi allowed to daven in back of Rav? Rav Luchura was his Rebbe. Our Talmud is not allowed to daven in front of his Rebbe. And the Gemara is Shani Rabbi Yirmi. Barabo, the Talmud Chover Hevei. He wasn't a regular Talmud. He was like, come out like a Harusa. He was a Talmud Chover Hevei. And a Talmud Chover has a different halacha. He doesn't have to give so much cover back to his Rebbe. So a Talmud Chover is allowed to daven in the back of his Rebbe. But a regular Talmud shouldn't.
Right, we'll stop here. We'll start again tomorrow from the Talmud.